Thanks for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. This sermon was based upon the lectionary readings for the day. To stay connected at Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check us out on the web. Thanks for listening and stay connected.
Jesus is a rule breaker. At the very least, a rule bender. I mean, at least that's what it sounds like in our gospel proclamation. Maybe that's not really big news to us. Jesus didn't exactly run with the in crowd. He preferred tax collectors, poor, hungry, sick, blind, crippled people. We'll throw in some Gentiles and some women. Mix it up. Hanging out with those people. Touching those people. Breaking bread with those people. Jesus broke a lot of rules. And maybe not news either. Jesus takes on the Pharisees, quoting an old favorite, the prophet Isaiah, labeling them as hypocrites. I vividly remember calling the closest and nearest authority figures in my life, my parents, hypocrites. It was right after the summer of love, the late 60s, and signs of hypocrisy for a precocious 12-year-old were everywhere. So with large amounts of righteous indignation, I vowed never to be the kind of person who wasn't true to her beliefs. I was determined never to profess one thing with my lips and behave in a contradictory manner. Well, fast forward in time in what seems like a minute, and I hear my own children laying the same label on me, hypocrite, a person not living the way she professes. Ouch. I see some recognition out there. Good. Because while not statistically valid, my two examples, I think that my situation indicates what we all know. Hypocrisy is part of the human condition. Sometimes we call it compromise. Sometimes we rationalize it as a necessity, but it always looks like the places in our lives where what we believe does not match, is not in line with what we do and how we behave. We may not even notice how rigid we have become. We may not realize how in our efforts to conserve and keep what we have, we forget why we have it. So if common to all people, then perhaps hypocrisy may just be a step toward a new way of thinking. Maybe it's like the finger in the spoke of life. You get what I'm saying? You know, right? That says, hey, the way we've always done life is changing. We're moving to a new way, a different way, an adapted way. So stop and think. Isn't that what Jesus said to the Pharisees? Hey, look beyond where we are for a minute to the next larger reality. Because what's important is feeding folks, accepting and loving people, not just making sure everyone is following all the rules. And he goes on, especially if the rules separate people, classify them as in or out, designate them as someone with a pedigree or without one, someone born here or somewhere else, someone who looks like us or doesn't. am not an advocate for anarchy. Rules have their place. Anyone who's ever raised a child, had a pet, run a business, gone to school, played a sport, knows the necessity of order and rules. The value of constant care, the imperative of steady reinforcement. We're wired that way. Humans possess categorical rules and scripts. We use those rules to interpret the world. New information is processed according to how it fits into these rules. These rules, or the psychological term, you might remember from Psych 101, the schema, remember, can be used not only to interpret, but to predict. For example, think about the times you were able to finish another person's thoughts. Or when someone asked you to get a whatchamacallit. We use our schema to predict the end of the sentence. Or to correctly interpret that a whatchamacallit is the hammer needed to pound the nail in the wall. Schema is how we organize our beliefs, how we understand the world. Our ordered way of knowing the world comes from this place, from our schema. And, as well, do all our prejudices, our judgments, our stereotypes, and assumptions. We see something or hear something, experience something, and we are able to make very fast interpretations. Otherwise, you couldn't even drive your car. What happens when we receive new information? As I hear the gospel this morning, it's as if our inner Pharisee takes over. Something new to process? Well, let's look to the established rules to put things right. Which doctrine, which rule is going to be the right way to hold the pattern of life I know? Pharisees were the keeper of tradition, and that's an important job, particularly for those of us who value the way things are done and like them done right. Humanity. This is where our better nature intercedes. And in our case, as followers of Christ, we call that Jesus. Jesus comes in the room and says, "Hey, wait a second. Can we look at this new information? Can we make a different determination? The rules we used to have may not now be the rules. Let's re-examine." Jesus gives us an invitation to step outside our firmly formed schema, to see if we are missing something, overlooking a larger, overarching rule. I suggest that we can do that by answering any of these questions. 1, are we including others? Are we welcoming? Are we praying? Are we afraid? The answers to those questions will help us remove the masks of hypocrisy. The double standards need not be permanent. They can be removed. And once removed, they allow us to see each other as God intends, as God created. Then we too can be seen by others as God intends, as God created. Jesus offers the Pharisees an alternative to the rule of ritual cleansing. Jesus says, do not think for a moment that there is one correct set of rules, or that one person or group of people has the answer. Okay, we know the importance of rules to maintain order. And we know what happens when there are too many rules. Strict adherence to rules allows for zero growth. Creativity and compassion are limited or cease altogether in a top-down system. As we experience the loss of autonomy and purpose, fear steps in, further strangulating the situation. And when Jesus comes in the room, he changes up the schema. Now the rules come from love, from compassion, from inclusion and acceptance. We are able to listen to each other and to God. Religious orders, you know what I'm talking about, monasteries, they have rules. These rules of life are a prescribed set of practices intended to bring those who follow them into closer communion with God and each other. Can you contrast this? This is not a legalistic way of reward points to be redeemed for happiness or eternal life. These are rules founded in God's love to help those who follow them to balance work and study and prayer. Rules like that help us mediate, help us mitigate hypocrisy. When our schema, our pattern for living is disrupted, hypocrisy may indeed follow as part of the human condition. Our hope is that we are aware enough to recognize our double standards. Aware enough to allow Jesus, the rule breaker, the rule bender, to be among us, bringing the rule of love and compassion, mercy and justice. Jesus with us as we reach out in gestures of invitation and inclusion, continually making room at God's table.